Now, we've held all the trains here for you.
We caught up with Arvid Olson at the community center he helps run in Lafayette. He wears a lot of hats these days, including advocating for improved rail travel in his role on the Indiana Passenger Rail Alliance.
If people put their back to it, we could be looking at something in 3 years.
Olson says a century ago, more than a dozen trains per day operated out of Lafayette, ferrying passengers all over the Midwest and beyond. Now, Amtrak's Lafayette station resembles a ghost town, with only one train running 3 days a week between Chicago and New York City. 2 years ago, due to dwindling ridership, a second train, Amtrak's Hoosier State Line, pulled out of Indiana for the last time.
It was hard for me to believe that they couldn't get enough passengers to keep that passenger train going from Indianapolis to Chicago.
Fort Wayne Senator Dennis Cruz co-sponsored an ill-fated bill earlier this year that would have established the Indiana Passenger Rail Commission. The commission would have looked at ways to improve intercity rail service in Indiana and around the Midwest. Cruz says NDOT convinced the legislature to nix the idea.
Just having an Indiana Passenger Rail Service Commission, they didn't think was adequate enough because, like I said, every train that's going to take passengers is going to go out of state.
But that doesn't mean future plans for train travel in the Hoosier State have been derailed.
Hello, everyone.
In April, President Biden visited an Amtrak station in Philadelphia to pitch his American Jobs Plan. It includes a proposed $10 billion on passenger and freight rail, along with dozens of new destinations.
Think of what it will mean for opportunity if we can connect Milwaukee to Green Bay to Madison, Scranton and Allentown to New York, Indianapolis to Louisville, and much, much more.
Amtrak used to run a line between Indianapolis and Louisville in the early 2000s, but there is already rail expansion taking place that doesn't involve Amtrak. The South Shore Commuter Line, which connects South Bend to downtown Chicago, will soon expand its tracks to accommodate trains in both directions between Gary and Michigan City. And a new spur called the Westlake Corridor will begin in Hammond and extend south to Dyer. South Shore President Mike Noland says the company broke ground on its own station at the corner of Columbia Avenue and Main Street in Dyer. It will include 900 parking spots. Noland says there is potential for unlocking more rail travel in the future.
There potentially could be a joint venture between Amtrak and NICTD to provide that some additional layer of service. We'd have to have some discussions of actually how that's going to happen.
The Westlake Corridor is expected to begin service in 2024 or 2025. Noland says a combination of riders moving to the suburbs and people continuing to work from home post-pandemic were the main reasons South Shore decided to expand.
If you take a look at Northwest Indiana, we have four counties with over 1 million people. We have one rail line that services those people that goes into Chicago.
Further south, Olson sees the same potential among college students and working adults who may not want to deal with a commute along I-65.
We have somewhere between 225,000 to 250,000 college students in a corridor basically going from Bloomington up to Calumet in Northwest Indiana.
Olson believes a thriving rail system, trains leaving at convenient times, will keep these students from leaving Indiana to make a living. He envisions a commuter train similar to Florida's high-speed Brightline service with amenities like Wi-Fi, refreshments, and more space to move around. That will make rail travel an attractive alternative to flying through crowded airports.
You go to Indianapolis and you walk in and you try to buy a plane ticket to go from Indianapolis to O'Hare or to Midway. If you walk in cold, you're going to pay around $400 round trip to go there and come back.
While generations of Hoosiers have grown up with cars as their primary mode of transportation for long and short distances, Olson doesn't think the freedom and independence of having a car is what it used to be.
Can you widen Interstate 465 around Indianapolis anymore? Can you widen the Borman, 80-94, across Lake County? You can't widen it anymore.
Earlier this month, the Biden administration said it gained crucial support from Republicans to pass an infrastructure bill that could include funding for rail travel. For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.